Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. Breaking news out of Georgia. This is about to be the number one news story in the country, so buckle up. It's going to be incredible. If you want to support our team, who continues to go after the tough stories, go to charliekirk.com/support to support us. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, I can't wait to see you this weekend in Tampa, Florida. Go to tpusa.com. For any of your friends that say voter fraud doesn't exist, for any of your friends that say that voter fraud is a myth, text them this episode. Text them this episode and listen to it twice or three times. And I'm telling you, Tucker's going to lead us all this evening with this story. We got it right here on the Charlie Kirk Show. Verifiable ballots being counted multiple times in Georgia. We're going to hold them accountable. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
In 1857, the SS Central, also known as the Gold Ship, sank with 9.1 tons of gold on board, valued at $2.1 million. That is the modern-day equivalent to hundreds of millions, the greatest American treasure ever discovered at sea. Today, Noble Gold, a California-based company with a pristine reputation, has a share of these coins available to their clients. Over 7,000 gold coins, mainly $1, $5, or $20 gold coins from 1840 to 1857 were recovered from the SS Central America shipwreck. Most of these coins from the ship of gold were quickly acquired by private collectors when the coins were first brought to the market in early 2000. Now Noble's clients can get this unforgettable part of American history at a fair, affordable valuation. Contact Noble Gold and ask about the Kirk shipwreck deal to receive this unique offer. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, then call a Noble Gold representative to ask about shipwreck coins. Inflation is here, so it's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing inflation-resistant, one-of-a-kind coins from a collection destined to rise in value. We have had our eyes on this story for a couple of weeks. And tonight, Tucker Carlson is going to break some massive news in regards to some of the problems with how we do elections in our country. Now, some people are tired of hearing about election integrity and the 2020 election. But there's new evidence that has come out, especially of what's happened in Georgia, that is stunning and it is breaking news. And we want to walk through all of that here. Because even the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC, which is its own kind of version of, I guess you could call it Georgia's own New York Times. I think that's probably a fair way to call the AJC. They say, quote, search for election fraud in Georgia finds 200 ballots scanned twice. This is the AJC that is saying this. And this is just a small sampling of investigation into Georgia. This is the most liberal newspaper in the state of Georgia that has come out and said, search for election fraud in Georgia finds 200 ballots scanned twice. Digital ballots, images made public under Georgia's new voting law. Let me stop there. You see why Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game? Do you see all of a sudden why Major League Baseball had to try to mobilize, why the activists had to mobilize Major League Baseball, Delta Airlines, and Coca-Cola? Because they were afraid stuff like this was going to be revealed. So before I go any further, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, one of the reasons we are now seeing these ballots, one of the reasons we are now discovering ballots being scanned more than once through machines is because of the Republican legislature, and yes, Governor Kemp, who is not necessarily my favorite, who signed this into law and did not back down against all of the corporate and crony backlash of the last couple months. I'm going to read this again. Digital ballot images made public under Georgia's new voting law shows nearly 200 ballots scanned twice. Election officials initially scanned two times last fall before a recount. AJC's hilarious after this. So this is a small sample size. Wait till we do an entire audit of every single vote in Georgia. Wait till we go through every single ballot. It says there's no indication any vote for president was counted more than once in the official results. Now, we know that's not true, and we have other evidence to contradict this. But I'm starting this entire argument. I'm starting this program today with the most liberal publication. We're starting with the people that want this to be true the least. So as we read state-run media, which is what AJC is, AJC leads with the story here today on July 14th. Search for election fraud in Georgia finds 200 ballots scanned twice. How many other ballots were scanned more than once? Was this a pattern? Hilariously, County Commission Chairman Rob Pitt says allegations of widespread fraud are based on the big lie that the presidential election was illegitimate. Allegations of intentional wrongdoing or fraud remain untrue and baseless. The big lie is a dangerous conspiracy theory. Oh, yeah? Then why is it that your entire article says that ballots were scanned more, 200 ballots in a sampling were scanned more than once? Is that the big lie? And by the way, what does widespread mean? We've talked about this many times. If it's more than 1%, let's say it's 1.2%, would you consider that to be widespread? That's probably not widespread. You see how they use these words to manipulate you? Widespread voting fraud. Okay, so if there was 1% voting fraud, Donald Trump wins Arizona and Georgia, and the Senate stays in the Republican hands. Now, that wouldn't be widespread voter fraud, but that would be significant voter fraud. You see, they use these word games for people that have not yet been able to break out of the simulation in the matrix. So they read this and they say, oh, the big lie is a dangerous conspiracy theory, and there's no widespread voter fraud. Okay. And then they move on. This article, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, admits that ballots were counted more than once in the state of Georgia. Now, the significance of this, and we're going to dive into how deep this actually is, because this is just the beginning, and we have evidence to show that this is structural. What's so important about this is not just the President Trump election. If this happened the way we believe it did, Senator David Perdue would have defeated John Ossoff without having to go to a runoff, and the Senate would have remained in Republican hands. The Senate right now would be in Republican hands if it was not for all of this nonsense. Between what David Perdue needed to get to 50%, I think David Perdue got 49.97% on election night in November. He then gets to a runoff and he loses to John Ossoff. Now, in the Senate runoff with Kelly Loeffler and Raphael Warnock, how many times were ballots counted more than once? What is Stacey Abrams' involvement in all of this? Is this why all of a sudden they thought they could do the Georgia switch? Is this why they thought all of a sudden that there might be widespread success for the Democrat campaign? See how I use that widespread term against them? Now, what's really interesting about this is that the media is not really sure how to handle this one. So the Atlanta Journal-Constitution comes out with this story, trying to downplay the entire story. They come out with this article saying, oh, no, who cares if people scan ballots more than once? Now, number one, you know what this story does by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution? It shows that they've been living in the big lie. It shows that they have been living in the big lie that there were people that were playing games with how ballots were counted. There was not oversight. Chain of custody was broken. Ballot custody was broken. Regular and normal procedures that were typically used for how we do voting in our country, all those things were violated. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says the discovery of identical ballots provides evidence to back up allegations of problems in the presidential election. That's the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which again would be as if the New York Times came out and said it. And so now you're going to start to see all the media apparatchiks be very confused. And quite honestly, it's going to be so big, they're not going to be able to ignore this story. And I want to dive into the specifics of this. We're going to play some tape from War Room of the experts behind this. And so I just want you to understand that you have people that were in the middle of the night, which we expected, suspected, I should say, they were stuffing ballots through machines. We now know that's true. We now know that the system of how we elect leaders, the system of how we delegate power in our country was corrupted. Now, the scale of which it was corrupted remains to be seen. But I just want to give credit to the team in Georgia, the Republicans in Georgia, that have held the line and have continued to push these forward. But in reality, I want to give credit to you. Our audience here, you have not let up. You have stayed focused as now we are in mid-July. The Democrats thought we would lose interest. The Democrats thought that people would stop caring about election integrity and these lawsuits would be tossed out. They did not think that in mid-July we would be talking about verifiable evidence of someone throwing ballots to the machine as if they were making Xerox copies at Kinko's. Take that, Kamala Harris. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need at a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questions and wait while the counterman orders the parts in your computer, snickering and mocking you, knowing that you are the latest overpriced victim when you actually have the access that he has? At rockauto.com, you guys know the jingle, all the parts you ever need, rockauto.com. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money. So rockauto.com, they're wonderful. They love their country and they're a family business, serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a couple clicks delivered straight to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Charlie Kirk in there. How'd you hear about us? That's rockauto.com. Promo code Charlie Kirk. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. Rockauto.com. So went through what the Atlanta Journal-Constitution admits has happened, at least something. But voter GA has now been allowed to inspect Fulton County ballots and have added stunning claims in a new amended complaint, saying that the November 3rd, 2020 election was riddled with massive errors and provable fraud. Most new allegations and evidence are based on this team's data forensic analysis of mail-in ballot images. The team's analysis revealed that 923 of 1,539 ballots contained votes incorrectly reported. Let me say that again. That is 9 out of 15 votes. I'm just giving you the fraction. And that means 9 out of 15 votes in Fulton County out of a small sample size contained votes that were incorrectly reported. These inaccuracies are due to discrepancies in votes for Donald Trump and Joe Biden and total votes cast to their reported audit totals and respective batches. Thus, the error reporting rate in Fulton's hand count audit is a whopping 60%. Let me say that again. The error rate for counting ballots in Fulton County, Georgia is 60%. One type of error discovered involved duplicate ballot results reporting for batches of ballots. The team found at least 36 batches of mail-in ballots with 4,255 total extra votes were redundantly added in the Fulton County's audit results for the November election. These illicit votes include 3,390 extra votes for Joe Biden. Let me say that again. These illicit votes included 3,390 extra votes for Joe Biden. By the way, this is just a small sample size of all ballots cast in one county in Georgia. Could you imagine how much happened in Philadelphia, Detroit, Milwaukee? And yet our leaders and our Republican leaders like Brad Raffensperger said, there's nothing to see here. You're a terrible person if you dare look at this. Do you remember when we were doing these live streams here on the Charlie Kirk Show till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning? Because we were showing what was happening with real evidence. Because we saw this happen. This is not anything surprising to us. In fact, I'm going to give Connor some homework over the next day or two. If you could find the segment with Austin when he came on our program, when we predicted that this was happening. Because we know the math, we know the schematics of voting rather well. And it was very clear that someone was running ballots to the machines multiple times. But this is not simply a case of errors. Voter GA team found 7 falsified audit tally sheets containing fabricated vote totals for their respective batches. Let me stop here. Who is the Attorney General of Georgia? Whoever the Attorney General of Georgia is, they better be opening criminal investigations into every single entity and person involved in this. For example, a batch containing 59 actual ballot images for Joe Biden and 42 for Donald Trump and 0 for Joe Jorgensen was reported as 100 for Biden and 0 for Trump. So we have this audit that was conducted, and the real count was 59 Biden, 42 Trump, and some person does the audit and they write 100 for Biden and circle it. These are Saddam Hussein numbers. This is Bashar al-Assad stuff. This is like elections in China. We always win. If you disagree with us, we have a tank we'd like you to meet. Why are we putting up with this? Why are our leaders on the Republican side not in complete and total agreement that this was a massive affront to our basic institutions? Where are they? And you know what? This beyond irritates me. Because we have been called every name in the book over the last 7 months, the last 9 months. And now I'm reading straight from the mainstream media press that not only were ballots counted twice, but according to Voter GA, there were 4,255 total extra votes that were redundantly added. And you know how I think this is not just a small problem, but potentially could have tipped the entire presidential election? All of Trump team's internal data was right until the ballot dumps. Until somebody was probably standing there at a machine and was throwing ballots to the machine. Very serious topic we're going through today. Tucker Carlson is going to do this same story in a different way. I don't know what information he has. I'm not sure where he's going to go with it. But it's about time that we unify in messaging around this Georgia issue. Every one of your friends that says voter fraud doesn't exist, they were ridiculing you and mocking you based on a lie. Every single one of you that felt like there was something wrong, you had the truth. Every single one of you that felt as if when you went and voted that your vote might not have counted, you were right. And we have evidence to show it. Well, let's start with Joe Biden, who says, well, no other election has ever been held under the scrutiny of high standards. The big lie is just that, a big lie. These people would have been phenomenal Soviet commissars. They have no commitment to truth, just power. And I believe they sent Joe Biden out to go speak on this because he's trying to get out ahead of Tucker. Because obviously, the NSA knows what Tucker is going to be doing on his show a couple days ahead of time. And so the spy agencies saw in Tucker Carlson's show flow that all of a sudden he had the goods on what's happening in Georgia. And so the government probably sent a classified channel, communication channel to the White House saying, you got to get out ahead of this because we can go read Tucker Carlson's emails. Now, I might be sarcastic about that. I might be joking, But that's probably true. We know they're spying on Tucker Carlson. That's been proven. They admitted it. We know that they're looking at his channels, at his private communication channels. So who's to say that Joe Biden wouldn't be looking at that, or at least his team? Cut 45, Joe Biden gaslighting the entire public. Play cut 45.
Recount after recount after recount, court case after court case. The 2020 election was the most scrutinized election ever in American history.
The most scrutinized election in American history. What a lie. And then Joe Biden says recount after recount. Well, we already said in the previous segment, here's how the recounts work in Georgia. It's like the third world. It's like Venezuela. This is such a disappointment. We allowed our country to get to this place where we had a count of ballots where it was 59 for Biden, 42 for Trump, and the recount said it was 100 for Joe Biden. That's the recount that Joe Biden is referencing. But I could tell you right now that the people in charge, Joe Biden, Stacey Abrams, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, all of them, and Bill Barr as well, they're nervous because their nonstop, relentless propaganda campaign to have you question what you know is true is about to fall apart and crumble in front of your eyes. And if you're listening to this on radio right now, I encourage you guys to check out our podcast and send this podcast, because this hour of radio will be used as a podcast, and send this to your friends and say, what now? What do you have to say now? It's going to be easier for those of you that are watching this on video to understand this, but just the narrator will hopefully be able to help you, and I can verify what the narrator is saying is true. In this new lawsuit, thanks to the new Georgia voting law, we are now able to see these ballots ourselves. We're able to see how they're filled in. And we're going to post this on Rumble, rumble.com, at our Rumble channel, if you guys want to see this and what exactly I'm talking about. Let's play cut 46, ballot images that have the same bubble with the same tail. Cut 46.
All right, so what we're looking at here are two different batches of votes. Scanner 5162, batch 234, image 59, and scanner 5162, batch 235, image 19. And what you can see is that, like on this vote right here, we've got this exact same little tail that shows on both of them.
So again, it's easier to see that on video, so you're going to have to check out rumble.com. And by the way, everyone listening right now should be using Rumble. Not YouTube, Rumble, rumble.com. We've partnered with them on a lot of different things, myself personally as well. They're phenomenal. Rumble.com. By the way, all of Trump's rallies are streamed on Rumble as well. What you just heard there is that based on this lawsuit and the audit, they had separate entries of identical means. So let me give you an analogy of what we're looking at here. If we were to audit somebody's SAT scores, and we realized that Carlton and Mikey, who sat next to each other while they took the SAT or ACT, which is what I took in the Middle East, that they got the same score, that they both got a 31 on the ACT, which is a pretty good score. ACT reading is awful, though. It's not even, it should be completely dismissed. It's a terrible thing. Anyway, so imagine that you have Carlton and Mikey sitting next to each other. And the ACT runs the test and they realize that both Carlton and Mikey have the same score, 31. And they got a 31 on reading and a 30 on science and a 33 on math and a 34 on vocabulary. And that averages out. Maybe my numbers are a little off. Whatever. The point is that that's how the ACT is tabulated. But all of a sudden they realize they got the same score in everything. So then all of a sudden they're like, well, let's audit this. And what they realize is what happened is that Carlton and Mikey sitting next to each other in class, not only did they cheat with each other, but somebody filled out the ballot for them, filled out the test for them, and they filled it out the same way. What you just heard here is you had two separate test results. You had two separate ballots, two separate entries, two separate data inputs with the exact same markers. The exact same markers. And by the way, we catch criminals and sentence people to life based on handwriting analysis. Where's our Department of Justice? Where are the people that are supposed to go after institutional fraud in this country? I could tell you where they are. They're storming people's living rooms looking for Lego sets, wondering whether or not someone that walked into the January 6th Capitol is tied to the alleged insurrection because they have Legos in their living room. That's an actual thing, by the way. They're too busy covering up for the person that likely killed Ashley Babbitt, Lieutenant Byrd. That's what they're too worried about. Paul Sperry from Real Clear Politics says, why a judge has Georgia voter fraud on his mind? We covered this story last month. You guys can go back in the archives of our podcast. We covered that early, and we were mocked at, we were ridiculed, and we were laughed at by the people in charge, including Republicans, by the way, including Republicans like Adam Kinzinger, including Republicans like Jeff Flake, who's now going to become ambassador to Turkey. Did you hear about this? He's going to become ambassador to Turkey. Those Republicans don't want this conversation to happen. Cut 47, news report on what was found and how it was found. And this is all through a lawsuit that seek to examine the Dominion ballot images. I think this is from War Room. Is that right? Or is that Real America's Voice News? I just want to give the right attribution because they were early on this. They deserve the attribution. Cut 47.
Marlon Favorito got up in front of a room full of people here and presented evidence that they have obtained through their lawsuit. This lawsuit in Fulton County that seek to examine all of the absentee and mail-in ballots there. So far, a judge has basically unsealed and ordered that they get access to what's called the Dominion ballot images. It's images of the ballots and in batches that were counted in the recount and in the original election.
Now, that might have been Dr. Gina's show. I apologize. The next tape is part two of this, America's Voice News. They've been on top of this. I got to give them credit. They've really been on the front lines of covering this play tape.
And what they found is several different errors. One of the big ones I want to talk about specifically is the duplicate audit reporting. This is one of the examples of errors that they presented evidence of. And what it means is they say 36 batches of mail-in ballots that contain 4,255 total extra votes were counted in the recount and ultimately went and certified as part of Georgia's election numbers.
And now let's also listen to cut 49 of two individuals comparing the ballot images. Cut 49.
So if you see that little bubble right there, this is one image. Here's another image.
Exact same.
And the batch number, was it 5162?
Also scanner 5162.
Okay, scanner.
Batch number 235, image number 92, matches the same scanner, 5162, batch 234, image 33.
So there you have it. Duplicate ballots. The entire batch is scanned several times.
The entire batch has been scanned several times. Now, the reason we have not posted this yet on social media is because we would lose our social media feeds if we posted this. The reason we have not posted you understand the world we're living in right now, where we have verifiable, we have the receipts, we have the evidence that they were running ballots through the machines. Can't post that on social media. Cut 50. If we were to take away the amount of duplicate votes and add them just in the county, the margin of victory for Biden will increase from 11,000 by roughly 2,500. Scale that out throughout the rest of the state. Cut 50.
The duplicate audit reporting, right? So here it says of the 36 batches of mail-in ballots, that contained about 4,255 votes. Extra votes were redundantly reported. 865 extra votes for Donald Trump. If you subtract those two, right, and take away Trump's 865 and Joe Biden's 3,300, this is losing Joe Biden a net gain of 2,525 votes. He only allegedly beat Trump by 11,000 votes. This proves at least 2,500 of those should not have counted.
It's not who votes who counts. It's who counts the votes who counts. Someone better be held accountable for this. The entire United States Senate was likely decided based on a couple of criminals who were throwing ballots through a machine without any sort of oversight. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is what's crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for my listeners. You receive two for the one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-875-0425. Use the promo code Kirk. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KIRK. Remember when President Biden said this? Play cut 51.
It's no longer just about who gets to vote or making it easier for eligible voters to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote. Who gets to count whether or not your vote counted at all?
I agree, Joe Biden. I agree. Why is it that in Fulton County, they were saying that there was an audit of 100-0? There's a psychological pattern of behavior and speech called projection. That's projection. Accuse somebody else of what you are doing and try to cover it up by making it seem the other side is doing it. We are at the beginning, not the end, of this fight to find out what happened in the 2020 election. If what happened in Georgia happened, which we already know because the evidence is already being reported on by judges. And by the way, do not count on law enforcement to do anything about this. People will probably not go to jail over this. They'll have high-priced attorneys say it was a mistake. They're having vision problems. They're having a tough day. Don't count on anyone being thrown to jail towards this stuff, because that's not the way it works. In our country, Republicans go to jail if they do this sort of stuff. Democrats, rarely ever. But the other side is very worried, and they thought that they could intimidate you to stop caring about this issue. They thought they could try to ridicule you to try to stop caring about voter integrity. Try caring about why are there multiple ballots being thrown through the machine? And Tucker Carlson is going to lead on this issue tonight. And I know for one, I will be watching. I'm going to get to one other story here. And I just wanted to dedicate as much time as we did to this Georgia issue. It's so incredibly important. And people are very nervous about what's about to come next. But I just want to point out one issue, and it's around immigration around Cuba that we talked about, and we identified this early. Why is it that the Democrats, they want open borders for every single country in the world, except the countries of people that actually love freedom? When was the last time you heard someone from the Biden administration tell someone from the cartel who's trafficking a child that if you come back here to America, you'll be deported? Well, now the new position of the American government is to deport Cubans, not deport Hondurans or Nicaraguans or El Salvadorians or Somalians. No, but Cubans, we're going to deport them. You know why? Because Cubans vote Republican. Play cut 44.
Allow me to be clear, if you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States. The time is never right to attempt migration by sea. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Again, I repeat, do not risk your life attempting to enter the United States illegally. You will not come to the United States.
Do you understand that they, on the southern border, they don't call it illegally? On the southern border, they say, oh, it's such a terrible and treacherous journey. It's so hot. But of course, you'll be welcome with open arms, because that's who we are as Americans. We are the Statue of Liberty. Give me your downtrodden. Give me the people who need help the most. But who's living under more oppression? A 19-year-old that wants to get a job because he lives in Guadalajara, or a 19-year-old who's being threatened with political prison in Havana. You see, the entire left's argument around immigration has been, well, we have to let all these people into America, all 30 million of them, because they're fleeing persecution, even though there is not persecution happening in the Southern Triangle, even close to what's happening in Cuba. But it's very clear. Mayorkas, who's a Cuban descendant himself, he doesn't like Cubans because Cubans, they're conservative and they vote Republican. This is all a political power play, that more Cubans coming into America means that Florida will become the new Alabama. Means that Florida will become a Republican stronghold even more so. So Mayorkas basically says, hey, if you want to smuggle guns, traffic children, cross the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, we like your politics, so you're allowed to come into America. If you want to come from a Somali refugee camp and bring in 14th century Islamic fundamentalism, you could run for Congress and even be on the House Intelligence Committee. But if you are fleeing legitimate communist political persecution and you risk your life coming to America through the sea, we're going to deport you. It's all about power and politics. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much, everybody. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.